August 14, 1932. One who does not live in the divine will finds himself in the conditions of the idol before the light of the sun. One who lives in it possesses the most holy trinity in it. I was thinking about the divine will, and how one who lets herself be dominated by it, giving it full dominion, all rights are hers, and everything that the others obtain through pity, through mercy, through the goodness of God, she obtains by right. By right she obtains sanctity, because what dominates her is holy and has the virtue of transforming soul and body into sanctity, into goodness, into love. So all victories, conquests, rights, are hers, and as owner she takes heaven by storm. What a great difference between one who lives in the divine will and one who lives by human will. But while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus, repeating his brief little visit, told me, "Blessed daughter, the difference between one and the other is great and incalculable. For one who does not live in my will, it is as the sun for the idol, for however much it invests them with its light and darts them with its heat, they do nothing, they learn nothing, and they earn nothing, and they're under the light of the sun sterile for themselves. And since they are doing nothing, they are tired, they become bored by the same light, and they seek darkness as rest for their unhappy idleness. Instead, for one who works, the light is operating. It is light to the eye in order to let her see what she must do, but for however much light is on the outside, if her eye does not have the life of the light that surrounds her will be of no use. And if she does not have the external light, the life of the light in her eye will be of no use. My paternal goodness has placed such union of accord between external light, the creature, and that of her eye, that one cannot operate without the other, light to the hands if she wants to work, if she wants to write, if she wants to read, and so forth. So the first part works in the creature, she takes the light. Without it, it would be almost difficult for her to be able to do any good, or be able to earn a crust of bread in order to live. Now, such is the light of my will for one who does not live in it. It invests all and exists for all, but it is neither operating nor dominating in the act of the creature. This one, with all its light, remains idle. He doesn't learn anything about the divine, nor can he make any conquest, and the most beautiful things tire and annoy him. The will that wants to live in mine is as the eye full of light, that makes itself capable of uniting with the light of my will that, placing themselves in accord, does in forms labors and prodigious works as to amaze heaven and earth. See, therefore, what living in my will means, to not be idle. The little light of the soul harmonizes with the light of the eternal fiat, in order to render it operating in her acts, and thus forming the inseparability between the one and the other. Then a crowd of thoughts followed in my mind about the divine will, and my celestial Jesus added, "Blessed daughter, my will produces light in the soul. Light generates knowledge. Light and knowledge love each other and generate love. So, where my supreme will reigns, the sacrosanct Trinity reigns in act. Our adorable divinity carries by nature, in an irresistible way, to generate continually, without interruption. And the first generative act we do in ourselves. The Father continually generates me, and I, his Son, feel myself continually generated in him. The celestial Father generates me and loves me, I am generated and I love him, and from the one and the other love proceeds. In this generative act, without ceasing, all our admirable knowledges, our secrets, our beatitudes, times, our dispositions, our power and wisdom, are enclosed. All that eternity encloses, is in a single generative act that forms all the union of our divine being. Therefore this reciprocal love of ours forms the third person of our supreme being, inseparable from us. It seems that it is not content with our generative act in us, but wants to generate outside of us, in souls. And here is the task we entrust to our will animated by our love, that it descend into souls and form with its light our divine generation. But it can do this only in one who lives in our volition. Outside of it, there is no place to form our divine life. Our word would not find the hearing to be listened to, and lacking our knowledges, love would not find the substance in order to generate. Here then, is our most holy Trinity thrown into disorder in the creature. So only our will is what can form this divine generation of ours. Therefore be attentive to listen to what this light wants to tell you, in order to give the field to its generative act. Fiat.